I'm finna lie in church. Is everybody ready? We won't be that long. Hey, I'm kidding. I hope I'm kidding. Y'all don't realize how much it depends on how well y'all listen as to how fast the sermon is. See, if y'all get it, then we can just go on. But if you don't get it, then we got to spend some time, right? Amen. Y'all enjoy the worship? Praise the Lord. If you didn't worship, let me encourage you to get in on it. And it'll do you some good. I like to cry a little bit. I like to shout a little bit. And I like to have that unspeakable worship. Y'all know what that is? I ain't talked about a whole lot, but there's some things you just can't put into words or can't put into action that God's doing for you. And man, I like them too. Amen. And I appreciate your worship this morning. If you're in Philippians chapter number 3, I want you to say amen. Let's start reading in verse number 12 and we'll read down through verse number 17. As I mentioned already, it is a familiar passage of scripture. You've been around here. I preached out of this numerous times. And this is nothing new to us. And I don't even know if the outline will be new to us, to be honest with you. It's just a simple outline. But I think that it's something that we needed to hear this morning. And so the Lord's put it on my heart. And I pray that it'll be a blessing to you and an encouragement to you and a challenge to you, all right? The Bible says in verse number 12, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. I'm going to just stop right there. And I expect my Sunday school class to be able to help me right here, all right? Now, as we look at this, Paul, he states right here to the church in Philippi, he says, not as though I had already attained. He said, I'm not speaking to you as if I have already arrived at the pinnacle of my salvation, at the pinnacle of my Christian walk. He said, I'm not speaking to you on that level. I need everybody to understand. If Paul had this mindset, how much more should you and I have the mindset that we have not arrived as a Christian, right? And that's all I want to point, and that's not all I want to point out of this verse, but that's all I want to point out to begin with, is that Paul had the mindset that I am not where I need to be. I'm not where I was. But I have not yet achieved where I ought to be or need to be or want to be. This was Paul's mindset. Throughout ministry, one of the greatest Christians you and I know through scripture had the mindset that I ain't made it. Now, that ought to encourage us. Because if you're sitting there and you ain't made it, you're like, I ain't the only one. And if you're sitting there, I need somebody to help me. And you said, I have made it. That would be like a rut row. Right? So he says, he said, not as though I already attained, either were already perfect. Now, what does the word perfect mean? No, it was saved this morning in Sunday school in the passage of scripture we were in. What does it mean here? Thank you, Brother Edwin. I appreciate you jumping in on that, all right? It means, he's saying this. He says, I'm not matured to the place of my Christian life where I ought to be. Everybody see that? He says, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ. He says, I'm following behind and I'm trying to grab a hold of what apprehended me. And he said, I can tell you what apprehended me. Also, I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Man, I need somebody to help me. I don't even have to preach anymore. Right? Y'all help me, right? I don't have to preach anymore. That one verse should challenge every single one of us. I'm not obtained. I'm not where I need to be. I'm not perfected. I'm not mature. But I'm following after Christ and trying to grab a hold of him because he got a hold of me. Oh, I need somebody to help me. He's Paul saying, I'm trying to grab a hold of what got a hold of me. And he said, I ain't arrived yet and I ain't got there yet. He said, I'm not matured to the place yet, but I'm doing my best. I'm following after that I may apprehend or grab a hold of what has gotten a hold of me. Man, that's just one verse. That's just one verse. And I think every one of us could go home and say, we just got challenged. Right? But y'all would be mad if I only read one verse. Verse number 13. He says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. I ain't caught him yet. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I like this, Brother Jackson, man. When I was reading this thinking about 2020, I was like, woo, I'm glad it is gone. And I was thinking, I ain't looking back. They say hindsight is 2020 and we're going to leave it in hindsight. I need somebody to help me. I'm fine with wearing glasses in 2021. Matter of fact, 2020 was so bad, I'm fine with being blind in 2021, all right, if we just get there where we're going. And he says, I'm leaving those things. I'm forgetting those things which are behind, and I'm reaching forth unto those things which are before. And Lord help, if this ain't a message for the church today, let's forget about those things which are behind and keep on. Listen, if we're going to apprehend what has apprehended us, we can't look back. I love football, and y'all, I like to listen to it. I like to watch it. I mean, I like to listen to the commentators, even the bad ones, but I like to listen to them. But one thing is a common theme when them guys are running, and now all these offenses are all so pass happy, and they're throwing the ball everywhere. They're throwing the ball everywhere. If you'll listen, them commentators will give you some insight. They'll tell you about the defensive back that is following that guy that's running after him. And they said it, I was watching a game the other day, and they said this, they said as soon as he looked back at the quarterback, he said the receiver got away from him. He's gone. Because you cannot keep up if you're looking backwards. All right? And so he said, I mean, just a little bit of insight, but how profound. As long as we're looking forward and as long as we got our eyes on what we're chasing, we might not be gaining, but at least we're not losing. But when we turn away and look back, we lose. So the thought here is that I'm trying to obtain what has obtained me or what has grabbed a hold of me. I'm trying to grab hold of it, and I cannot do that if I'm looking backwards. I'm losing, somebody help me, I'm losing ground if I'm looking behind. And so Paul says, I'm reaching forth unto those things which are before. Most of you guys that watch football, if you know anything about football, the running backs, they evaluate the running backs based off of their lean. Everybody all right? See, you'll hear terminology like this. He runs too straight up. Lord help, I should be preaching to a football team, all right? He runs too high. Have anybody ever heard that? He runs too high. What that means is his shoulders is back and up too much, and he's running too high. A proper run would have, is everybody all right? A lean forward. Man, this is good. I don't care who you are, all right? And so what Paul is saying is I can't look back, but I have to reach forward. I have to continue, y'all. Lord help me. I got to reach forth unto those things which are before. He says, I press toward the mark. There's a goal. There's something that I'm going after. I tell our leadership around here, you got to set some goals for your life. If you don't set goals for your life, if you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time. You got to set. How many of y'all remember the movie Patriot? One of the greatest movies there ever was. Y'all need to go back and watch it now because it's all fixing to happen again. Old Mel Gibson tells this youngin', he says, remember what I taught you? Aim small, miss small. Y'all ain't, man, y'all, I don't even know if y'all saved. Y'all ain't watched the movie and can't quote it, all right? He tells them, aim small, miss small. If you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time. If you aim small, you'll miss small. Lord, help us, Lord. He says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect. What does it mean again, Brother Edwin? Mature. Be thus minded. And if anything ye, and if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. He says, okay. He said, those that are mature in the church need to have the same mindset. Y'all with me? Here, we challenge him. Paul's telling us his mindset. Now he's saying that those that are mature in the church should have the same mindset. If they don't have the same mindset, then the prayer is that God would reveal to them the need to have that mindset. It's good stuff. Verse number 16. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me. What? He just said he ain't attained. He just said he hadn't already arrived. Brother Scott, he just let us know that he ain't where he's supposed to be. So why is he saying, follow me? And mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. Paul didn't just say, hey, y'all look up in here. Y'all did it. That was funny. I'm saying Paul didn't say that. All right. So Paul didn't say, hey, y'all look up in here. Y'all follow me. And me only. Y'all get this. He didn't say y'all follow me and me only. He said, followers together of me and mark them which walk so as you have an example, or so as you have us, rather, for an example. In other words, what Paul is saying is those mature Christians that have the same mindset, they're an example as well. Man, ain't that good? But they weren't perfect. No, you're not. Don't throw me a softball. Don't throw me that pitch like that. He's saying, I'm not perfect. He's saying, I've not achieved and I have not arrived, but I'm running. I'm following. And more than likely, I would just guess that he was ahead of them. And he said, there's some others that are too. Let me give you all this stuff and we're going to go home. All right. I promise you, we're going to be real quick with this because y'all have already heard sermons like this 100 times, but I entitled this thing, I'm pressing on, because I don't know what 2021 holds. I'd like to believe that it's just going to be all better and it's all going to turn out just the way you and I have envisioned it for our life and our families, and that God's just going to do a miracle and let us all win the lottery, even though we don't play it because we don't gamble. Y'all want me to preach on gambling or just stay off of that? I got good material if y'all need it. But Lord, help me. We all have our mindset of what God's going to do this year. But the fact of the matter is that, hey, listen here. All we can do is press on. How am I going to press on, preacher? Number one, you're going to have to forget some things. You're going to have to forget some things. Some things that have collectively had our mind so engulfed, we're going to have to forget about. We're going to have to, y'all help me now, we're going to have to forget about some of the circumstances we just went through. Lord, I know that's difficult to do, and the news makes sure that we're not going to forget it. The news is making sure that, man, it's going to stay with us. Matter of fact, they're telling us that there's worse things coming. Is everybody with me? I read something the other day. You know all these vaccinations and everything that's being out? Do you know that in Wuhan? What is that? What is it called? Wuhan, China, where this thing originated from. All right. Do you know that they have yet to get any vaccination and everything's back opened up and they're just, but billions of people are dying in America. We're being held captive in fear. Why? Because we got our eyes off of, y'all help me now. Not mad at you. Listen, I believe this is a virus that is real, and I've said that 100 times. Please don't take it the wrong way. But we've allowed it to start controlling us. We're going to have to forget about some of those circumstances and things that we've gotten our eyes on and gotten our mind wrapped around in the past. We're going to have to forget about some failures. I'm trying to help you. I promise you I am. There's some folks that, and they may be watching on Facebook Live, but they've made some bad decisions during all of this. They made some decisions to leave the church. They may, and not necessarily leave the church as in walking away from the church completely, but leaving the church as I mean in the fellowship of the church. And it's time, y'all help me, that we forget some things of the past. There's some failures. Yes, we hadn't all handled this the way that we ought to. But I'm thanking God that I ain't looking back. I can't look back. I'm going forward. It's 2021. And I am pressing toward the mark. I'll explain that mark here in a minute, but I can't do that as long as I'm looking back at past circumstances or past failures. I can't do that. I want to say this, and I'm going to move on very quickly, but I can't be looking back on past accomplishments. I can't get settled in on the fact that I've done this or I've done that, and I have arrived. That's what Paul is saying. I think that what Paul meant by his forgetting those things which are behind, I believe that Paul was saying, I can't rest on the laurels of my accomplishments. That's the most, does everybody understand? Everybody that has a failure, we can see and say, hey, I don't want to stay in the failure. I want to move forward. But the problem for most is we like to stay in the accomplishment and not move forward. We like to stay in what we've accomplished and what we've done, and we don't want to move forward. But hey, it's a good place to be in an accomplishment, right? When you're getting glory for what you've done, it's a good place to be. But Paul says, I got to forget about those things because why? I have not yet attained. What was his goal? What was he doing? He was following after that he may have obtain or grab hold of what grabbed a hold of him. And even though there was an accomplishment here, if he stayed in the accomplishment, come here, Dalton. In front of me. If I'm following him, trying to grab a hold of him, and something good happens, and I decide I'm going to stay in it, there's more distance. Does everybody understand? Forgetting them things. Hey, it was great what you accomplished. But Paul said, I've not yet obtained. If I get stuck in a failure, he's still going on. If I get my eyes off of him and on my circumstances, he's still moving on. Paul said, I got to forget about everything and keep my eyes on him. If I can keep, he says, I must obtain or grab hold of what has gotten a hold of me. But I can't do that if I allow my accomplishments, my failures, come on back, don't. If I allow my accomplishments or my failures to stop me or cause me to look back, oh, I need, y'all got to help me, man. Y'all got to be more than this. This is good. It's just a simple truth. It's just something very simple. It's something that we all should grab a hold of. But the fact of the matter is that not many are grabbing a hold of him because we're stuck in something in the past. For some, we're stuck on a mistake that we made. For some, we're stuck on an accomplishment that we had. For some, we're stuck in the circumstances of our life. Didn't work out the way we wanted to. Something bad happened, and so we're stuck in that. Come on, right? I mean, we will literally take our eyes off of God. It's amazing to me. Something happens in our life, and we get mad at God like it was God's fault. And we treat it like that. Something doesn't go right, I'm not going to go back down there to the church. Something don't go just the way we want it to go, well, I'm not going to do that after all I've done. I ain't talking about amongst men. I'm talking about with God. God, after all I've done, God, I've done this, I've done that, I've tried to, right? And so we have to forget those things from behind. Very simple. Is everybody ready? Number two, if we have to press on, we're going to have to forget some things, but we're going to have to focus. Now, it seems like that goes without saying. I mean, the illustration really showed that just now, that as long as I'm looking back or anything like that, I'm not focused on what I'm trying to grab hold of. But did you notice in the passage of Scripture that Paul said this one thing, this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching, there's a focus there. Not only do we have to forget some things, but we have to get refocused. If I'm focused, then I will not ever catch Christ. If Paul didn't obtain, then there's a good chance I'm not. But if I'm focused and focused on one thing, y'all make me preach this for 4 hours. We are so focused on everything but Christ. Our focus, we can focus. Our problem is what we're focusing on. Our problem ain't focus. Because some of us, we're focused and we're... Come on, dog. I'm sorry. You're doing good, son. You're doing great. You're doing wonderful. Come here. Come here, Trey. Hurry, run, man. Cool dude. Hurry up. All right. I want you, see that door back there? All right, you're going to walk towards it. Dalton, Dalton's Jesus. Is everybody ready? All right, Dalton, you're going to walk towards that wall. You're going to walk towards that door. Our problem is we get in. And before long, we're chasing the wrong thing. We're focused. We're just not focused on what we should be focused on. Lord, help, give me an invitation and we're done. Thank you, Trey. You did good, man. Hey, I'm talking about spiritual giant this morning. Thank you, son. Thank you, dog. We get focused, but it ain't on the right things. No matter what Trey is in your life, it's taking your eyes off of what has grabbed hold of you. And there's many a Christian that has gone down the wrong path. Let me illustrate. It's done gone. And now we're looking. Where did God go? Time out. He didn't go anywhere. You left him. You're going to have to get back here. Get your eyes back on him. So our focus is on the prize. I press towards the mark. What's the mark? What is the mark in our life? What do you think it is? To be like Christ? Okay, I like that. I really do. But I had it like this. How about the will of God? We're talking to mature Christians. We're talking to, right? So the mark in my life is to be in the will of God. Right? If I'm chasing something else in a different direction than what God's going in, somebody help me. Am I in the will of God for my life? Can't be. I can't go that way when God's going that way and call myself in the will of God. And so for me to be in the will of God, I must be focused on Him. So the mark, the prize here on earth is the will of God for my life. I say, preacher, that ain't much of a prize. Paul thought it was. Paul thought it was a good prize. Let me read to you how Paul put it. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on me to life everlasting, now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Did y'all get that? He said, I thank Christ Jesus. Who hath enabled me, for he counted me faithful, put me into the ministry. Paul said, my prize is that God would even use me. We want a prize, Brother Scott. We want a prize that we can pay out. We want a prize that we can go down there to the store and put money on the table and say, hey, this is my gift. This is my prize. This is what we want, something that we can cash in for our own benefit. But what Paul is saying here is this high calling, this will of God in his life, it is a prize. Why is it a prize? That God would even allow me to do anything. It's not amazing to me that God would, it's not amazing to me that God would allow bad things to happen in my life. It's amazing to me, knowing who I am, that God would allow good things to happen in my life. Do you see the mindset? Paul said, I pressed toward the mark of the high calling of God. Now, we identified it, all right? We identified it as the will of God. But I want to say something right here, because I think so many people were selfish. And what I have people tell me all the time, well, I'm right where God wants me. Paul wasn't. He was trying to be. Is everybody all right? So how do I identify the will of God in my life? Well, first off, it's a high calling. It comes from heaven. It's not an earthly calling. I think too many of us get held up right here on the temporary thing. It wasn't a temporary thing. It was a heavenly thing. It was a heavenly call. It was a high calling, but it was of eternal value. It may not have had a lot of value here on earth, but the will of God in our life has exceptional value in heaven, in eternity. Is everybody with me? In other words, it ain't about what I'm doing right here in the temporary, unless I'm setting up treasures in heaven. I would say, well, how can I do that, man? Paul said this about the ones that he had led to the Lord. They were his crown of rejoicing. You know those crowns that we got waiting on us up there in heaven? Some of them crowns, according to Paul, were souls that were saved in his ministry. That should challenge every one of us. How many crowns of rejoicing are you going to get up there in heaven? So it's a high calling. It's of eternal value. And listen, this is good. It aligns with Scripture. Hey, don't come up here and tell me you're in the will of God for your life if it goes against Scripture. You want me to take a seat? Let's have an invitation. There's a lot of people trying to convince everybody in the world that this is what God wants them to do. What they're chasing after keeps them from even coming to church. Well, what they're chasing after keeps them from a relationship with God. Well, what they're chasing after keeps them from tithing. Well, what they're chasing after keeps them from doing the... Y'all help me now. Well, preacher, God, this is the will of God for my life to own this. But I had to sell liquor if I was going to... Is everybody all right? Let me move on. Forgetting our focus, our feet. I'm fixing to be done, I promise. Everybody with me? I'm fixing to be done. Our feet. Preacher, where did you get our feet from? I'm glad you asked. It says this in verse number 16. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Paul said, what we already know to do, let's do it. Did y'all see that? Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, what we have already learned, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. So I wrote down, not only if I'm going to press on, I'm going to have to forget some things. If I'm going to press on, I'm going to have to focus on one thing. But if I'm, my feet's going to have to be in action too. I believe it's said like this, and add to your faith virtue. That word virtue means doing what you know to do. How can, and then it says to add to virtue knowledge. There's no sense in adding more knowledge if you won't do what you already know to do. And so moving forward into the new year, I press on, forgetting some things that are behind me, focused on one thing. And putting feet to my faith. If I'm going to mature, I'm going to have to do the things that God has already instructed. I done got a hold of this. I shouldn't be, as we talked about in Sunday school, Paul said, I couldn't give you the meat because you're still babes. So I had to feed you with milk. We need to evaluate our life and see where we're at, Brother Scott, because if we're still on a bottle and we're years into our faith, then we're not maturing like we... So we got to put our feet. Lastly, and I'm done because y'all ready, I can already see it, y'all ready. So we got to forget some things. We got to focus on something, our feet. But lastly, and I'm done, our fervency. Our fervency. He said this in verse number 14, I press toward the mark. Say it with me, press toward the mark. In other words, Paul said, I am going to go after it as hard as I can. I'm going to go after it as hard as I can. The fervency. He said, I know the prize. I know what I'm trying to do. I got to get focused on him. I got to forget the things of the past, and I got to put my feet, what I know to do, I got to do. That, by the way, that's the will of God. Everybody all right? Will of God's the next step in your life. What's the next step in your life? To do what you already know to do. We're looking for God to show us 20 years ahead. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Let's just worry about the steps. By the way, the Bible says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Not some Star Trek portal. Everybody all right? I don't even know about Star Trek, but it sounded good. So it's a lamp under my feet. But last of the fervency, I got to press forward. I got to go with it with all I got. Listen to me right here. With urgency. With urgency. Proverbs chapter 27, verse number 1. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Preacher, I'm going to work on that this year. Work on it now. Preacher, I'm going to get my life together and I am going to follow after Christ this year. Do it right now. See, we press towards the mark. The fervency is to go with everything we got, and the urgency is to do it right now, because we don't know what tomorrow may bring. Matter of fact, James chapter number 4 and verse number 14. What is life? What is your life? It's a vapor that appears for a little time and vanishes away. That's your life. That's my life. Do you realize I might not be your preacher next January? Are you leaving somewhere? I might. Everybody with me? I ain't wanting to go nowhere. But y'all crazy enough to run me off. And I'm crazy enough to do something to die. So there's no guarantees that any of us is going to be here come next January. So we have to live in the now. Forgetting those things which are behind. Reaching for those things before, but living now. Living now. Pressing toward the mark now. She's going to the piano. I'm done. Some of you need to come up here and forget about some things of the past. Come on, get out your seat. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's forget about those things which are behind. Some of you need to get your focus where it needs to be. So you come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I preach, I ain't hung up in the past. Yeah, but you got to get focused where you need to be focused. So you come find a place around the altar too, because we got to press on. We don't know what 2021 holds. We know what 2020, we're glad it's over with. We're looking forward to 2021, but we really don't know what's in 2021. So I got to get my focus right. Let go of the things. I don't think anybody has a problem letting go of things. But I got to get my focus right. I got to get my feet right. Somebody help me right here. There's some things that God has convicted me of over the last year, 2, 3, 4 years, preacher. And I've made excuses as to why I'm not doing it. But today, with fervency, understanding that the prize is before me, I'm going to press towards the mark. Don't get hung up on your failures. You might have made some bad choices in 2020. You may have made some choices that took you away from the Father. The prodigal done it. It happens. But there was never a time the prodigal was not the son. And understand this, God is waiting for you to return. I was going to preach on the prodigal. I wanted to preach on the prodigal so bad this morning. Won't you come home? Heads are bowed with me, if you will, all across the building. Nobody looking around. All heads bowed with me. All eyes closed just for a moment. Why don't you start the new year off right? Why don't you start the new year off? You've been putting this thing off. You've been playing with God. Why not start the new year, 2021, off with a relationship with God? Not just a knowledge of Jesus Christ, but a relationship with Jesus Christ. Why don't you do that this morning? Don't put it off. What is life? What is your life? But a vapor. Say, I'll do it tomorrow. Boast not thyself on the morrow. for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. If you're sitting here in this building this morning and you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, you don't have a relationship, personal relationship, not a relationship through mama and daddy, not a relationship through a friend or a preacher, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Let's fix that right now. Say, preacher, I'm not sure. If I was to die where I'm sitting at, I'd go to heaven. If that's you, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to look right up at me. All heads are bowed. The only ones that are looking up at me say, preacher, I do not know where I'd spend eternity if I was to die. Is there anybody like that? Am I missing anybody? If I am, you just raise your hand up where I can see it. All right, according to everybody in here, we saved. And I believe Paul said that everybody in here, along with himself, has not attained. Let's make 2021 great by following after and apprehending that Jesus Christ, which has apprehended us. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. God, I am thankful, Lord, for your blessings. Lord, I'm thankful for your salvation. Lord, I'm thankful, God, for your move in our church this morning. Lord, I pray that you would bless us. Lord, use us. 2020 was difficult for many. 2020 was difficult for health reasons. 2020 was difficult in financial reasons. 2020 was difficult just navigating sociably. Lord, I pray, Lord, that we get our mind off of it. Lord, that we'd forget about those things in the past. Lord, and that we'd press forward in 2021. Lord, doing our best to obtain, Lord, what has obtained us. Lord, I pray that everyone in this building has been obtained. They've been grabbed hold of by you. Lord, I pray that their desire, as mine is, Lord, is that we could get a hold of you. Lord, I pray that our focus would be where it needs to be. God, I pray that our feet would do what they are supposed to do. God, I pray that we would go and chase after you with fervency this year. Let's press towards the mark, understanding that the things that are taking our focus off of you are just getting us farther and farther away from you. Lord, we love you this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your many blessings. It's in Jesus' name.